in these readings here, they talk a lot about marriage and what marriage is. And then even at the end of the gospel reading, talks about people wanting to deny the children, deny the grace they give and the grace that Jesus wants to give them. And it gets to be kind of typical of humanity that we do this. It's also so happens to be Respect Life Sunday. And, you know, the world likes to get us to deny life. Why do we deny life? Why do we go into the culture of death, as John Paul II said it? Usually it's despair, fear, those kind of things. Depression. When Planned Parenthood tries to make their sale of an abortion, say, they say, you can't do this. What's going to happen to you if you don't have this abortion? Right? It plants the fear in people. Euthanasia, oh, you're worth nothing anyway. Your life is going to be worth nothing anyway, so you might as well just, you know, this is compassion dying, you know. I'll let you die with compassion, you know, instead of being there and nobody loves you anymore. What's that about? All those things are the tools of the devil. Ironically, as it is, I bought these CDs on the history, and Sam's Club was selling these CDs on the wars in the last 100 years, you know. So everything we've been in, all the conflicts we've been into. And so I got the ones on World War II, and of course the one before that, World War I. I wanted to get to know and understand that there's very little on that. So they got these DVD sets, and I was watching the one on World War I, and that was when Lenin started taking over. And his pitch was peace. Peace. We need peace. We need to bring peace to the world. This is good. We need peace. I'm tired of this war. The people don't need war anymore. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? We know what the fruits of that was. Hitler even did the same thing. He preached peace. He would go up to the babies and kiss them. You believe that? You know what he told the people? You're worth something. You are worth something. Don't you let these other people bully you. You don't have to take up that garbage. You're better than that. That's the message Hitler gave. Sounds good, doesn't it? Sounds like a great guy. You'd want to lead your country, huh? As we know, that didn't happen. We don't rely on politics to save us. And we don't certainly rely on human beings and human thinking to save us. It is only Jesus Christ. I just buried Maria Alonso yesterday. She escaped Cuba and the oppression over there. Now, she said that she thought this guy, Fidel Castro, was the greatest guy in the world. The whole country thought he was great. He was preaching the same thing. And then he turned once he got in. He turned once he was able to exercise his true authority, his true will, what he really wanted, which was for himself. The culture of death is very similar. They're saying to you, listen to me. You're smarter than that. You don't have to listen to the church. Why listen to those wrinkly old men? You shouldn't listen to them at all. Do whatever you want. They're suppressing you. They're the big old meanies. Are they the ones that died on the cross for you? No. There was a movie I watched. I still can't think of the name. It was an older movie with McNulty and... it was about... there's a guy who's a rapist, and he picks on women who are easy targets, right? And he had the one teenager of a lawyer, and the story that he gave is, you know, she was kind of feeling, the father was kind of trying to protect the daughter from this rapist. He was kind of like one of those guys that are kind of like in, like letting you know that you're there, but just enough so legally you couldn't do anything. Really good that way. So he was trying to protect his daughter from this rapist who really wanted to focus on teenagers. And what he would do, so he finally got a hold of her and said, you know, basically the message was, you know, your parents are being mean. Your parents aren't allowing you to do whatever you want. Don't you have the freedom to do whatever you want? They're treating you like you're stupid. You're smarter than that. You can do whatever you want. You're a woman now. Go do whatever you want. Of course, why is he saying that? Because he wants to rape her. He wants to get her in. She didn't understand that. There came time when she woke up about it. But nonetheless, that's still what the culture of death does in our lives. Do whatever you want. That church, they're suppressing you. How many times do we hear messages like that? Don't believe Jesus Christ. Believe me. And we see where it gets us. Every time we fall into the sin, it's a recycle. Recycle of the same old things. I find it kind of ironic about that. We follow their way, something bad happens. It's like taking medication, right? The side effects, you got to take a pill for this, but then you got a side effect because of that pill. Then you got to take another pill because of the pill you took, but then that pill has side effects. You got to take another pill to take care of that side effect. And that's what the ways of the world does. Forget marriage, what it's all about. The church has got it all. They don't know anything about love. We know a whole lot more than what the world knows. We look at the divorce being rampant. So what do they do? Here's the pill. Here's abortion. Here's all these things. Then we suffer more. Well, don't worry about that because marriage, you don't have to be together anyways. Who cares if you know, we'll just do whatever we want and we'll all be happy. Oh, we do more we want. Then we get addictions. And then all of a sudden we get negative effects from addictions. Oh, don't worry about that. Well, we got this pill that'll take care of you. And all these quick fixes get us running around like a dog chasing our tail and we're never satisfied. This is the culture of death. It's imbued in our very American way of thinking. This is the bad part of the American way of thinking. We need to get rid of that junk. It's tearing apart our society. We need to live the culture of life, the culture of hope. When does goodness use fear? When does goodness use depression? You can't do this, right? They try to dive us in the dark. Listen to me. You can't do this yourself. Listen to the ways of the world, right? So that's what the ways of the world does. Bring us into this. Bring us into the hoopla and all the anything else. Anything but what is holy. Anything that what is really good. Anything that is really right. All the facade to cover up the suffering inside. Heaven forbid if you truly have peace in here. Culture of life brings that. Now, as we see in the world, you don't have to go very far. We're so imbued with it. They've got a whole lot more money. They've got a whole lot more power. So what do? Pray. We go to Jesus Christ. It is Jesus Christ that saves, not politics. not human beings, not human ideologies, Jesus Christ and Jesus alone will save. That's why we build up our life of prayer. That's why we surround our children with prayer. Because it is prayer that gets us through life, gets us through the things when we are down in the dumps, gets us through our questions in life. It is when we converse with God that grace happens. When we give ourselves to Him, that grace happens. And that's why we do the enthronement to the Sacred Heart. We're going to be doing that today, and actually right after this homily. We're going to give ourselves, our parishes, and our families to our Lord Jesus, knowing the promises. We still got some more packets left. If you want to do it in your own household, we got some more packets here up front in the plastic bin. It only cost us $5 a packet. So if you can afford $5, give it. If not, I don't want that to keep you from receiving the graces. And the promises are in the are enumerated in the packet. Allow the grace of Jesus Christ to enter into your home and cast out that culture of death, the culture of doubt, the culture of fear, the culture of depression. Get rid of that junk. Allow Jesus in the most Sacred Heart to enter in. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of Jesus. Don't be afraid of His heart. Because all you have to discover in there is His love. That's what's there. How do I know? Because I've experienced it. The reason why I want to do this so badly, it's because I want you to experience it. I don't want you to know about God. I want you to know God, to know His love and His mercy. And so we will pray this prayer together. I've got some prayers that I will pray. I'm using actually the enthronement for the home. It's a part of it. And we will do the prayer together that's in the pew. On the ends of the pew, we'll do those prayers together. I got my first part, and then I'll tell you when to join in. O Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, we pray now for this act of consecration. It is your great desire to reign over Christian families. We are gathered here today to proclaim your rule, your complete rule, over our family and parishes. From now on, we promise to lead a Christ-like life. We will strive to develop in our home all the virtues which bring them the peace that you promised. And we will not compromise with the spirit of secularism which you have so strongly denounced. And now we will pray this together, and I ask you to kneel. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves and our whole family to you. We consecrate to you our very being and all our life, all that we are, all that we have, and all that we love. To you we give our bodies, our hearts, and our souls. To you we dedicate our home and our country. Mindful of this consecration, we promise you to live the Christian way by the practice of Christian virtues, the great regard for great intercept, when Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and Immaculate Heart of Mary accept our humble confidence and this act of consecration by which we entrust ourselves and all our family to you. We put all our hope, and we shall never be confounded. You will rule over our minds through our deep and living faith. You will rule over our hearts by our generous love for you and each other. And we will cultivate this love by the frequent reception of you, Jesus, in Holy Communion. Divine Heart of Jesus, Immaculate Heart of Mary, preside over our family gatherings. Bless our family and parish undertakings, both spiritual and temporal. Sanctify our joys and comfort us in our sorrows. And if any member of our family or parish should have the misfortune to offend you seriously, remind them, O Sacred Heart of Jesus, of your infinite love and mercy for the penitent sinner. We ask you, Mary, through your Immaculate Heart and your glorious protector, Saint Joseph, to offer this family and parishes consecration to God our Father. And when the hour of separation comes, when death brings its sorrows into our family and parishes, whether we go or whether we stay, we will humbly accept your divine will, and at the same time, we will console and comfort ourselves with the thought that the time will come when our whole family and our parishes will be united lovingly with you in heaven forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.